Call this meeting. I show it's 7 o'clock and we'll call this meeting to order. Just so we have it on both the visual and the record, I'll go through the members, if you would say present. Vicki Malloy. Is Vicki not here? Ryan Kelso.
Present.
James Wiggs.
Present.
Joe Walensky.
Present.
Ed Martinez.
Present.
Jesse Riddell.
Present.
Cherie Warren.
Present.
David Donovic.
Present.
Okay, so does anybody know, is Vicki coming to know what you said? Okay, let's just go ahead. We have a quorum here. Anybody have comments on the meeting, the minutes of the last meeting? The only one that I saw, I know I started to close the meeting and I think I was corrected when it was pointed out that it was going to be a continuation. So did I close the public hearing or did I close the public comment portion of that hearing? Does anybody remember?
I think you continued it.
Right, the next motion continues it, but the line up above said that I closed the public hearing.
I think we did a correction on that.
Okay, I think we did too. So if we could make a note on that was pointed out. So since there is a change, are there any other changes anyone sees?
I noticed that we decided that we were gonna post online the 2022 docket. We have the docket here as a handouts, but I think we have yet to put it on the Planning Commission website.
Correct.
Okay. So I think that needs to be done, not being there. I'll stop by on our way back to the town and pick one up. So since there, would you please? So since there is a change, I will go ahead then and accept a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected. That's Joel.
And is there a second?
Second by Ryan.
It's been moved and second to approve the minutes as corrected. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. So we have then the continued hearing, and I will go ahead. Well, I guess we have got the wrong one here. Public comment. Do we have any members of the public here? I don't see any online. And not seeing it in the picture, we'll go ahead then with no public comment. Is there any old business besides the continued hearing? Okay, let's continue then with it. I will open the continued public hearing for PBRS 21-584. Is there a staff report?
Yes, staff report has been revised and submitted for this PBRS meeting.
Is that reflected on the material we got?
I believe so. That it does say revised at the top.
Yes, I do see that. Thank you. So go ahead.
So this is an application, and I just realized that there's a typo. It should be 4.20 acres of land, not 4.06. It should be 4.20 acres of land to the public benefit rating system for an open space classification. This application was submitted by Richard Salazzi on December 20th of 2021, and a determination of complete was issued on May 2nd, 2022. So this is a involving two properties, 8094 East Leavenworth Road and 8132 East Leavenworth Road. And they're combined, both properties are 8.48 acres in size, with the proposed easement being 4.2 acres in size. One of the properties is currently vacant. The other one has an existing residence that was built in 2016. So going through the PBRS system, I went through the requested classifications based on the points that was applied for. Number A, the first one is the high priority resources, where it's each one is worth 5 points each. The first one is the fish rearing habitat. The finding was that the water met the definitions of a type one water and is inventoried as a shoreline of the state. The easement area includes approximately 516 lineal feet of shoreline along Icicle Creek, and is the entire easement area is below the 5 acres eligible of continuous upland buffer area. The second one applied for was the shoreline environment. Our finding was, per our county GIS mapping, the shorelines on the subject property are within the rural shoreline jurisdiction, and therefore they have 100-foot shoreline buffers associated with them. The proposed easement area does not have any structures, and no vegetation removal is scheduled to occur. The third points applied for was the rural open space outside urban growth area. So the subject properties are each over an acre in size and are located 0.6 miles from the urban growth area of Leavenworth per GIS mapping. The fourth one was the significant wildlife habitat area. The finding is that the easement is along the shoreline of Icicle Creek and is below the maximum allowed of 5 acres. There was a study performed in 2012 for the building permit of the residence. However, and much of the property is located within the floodplain or floodway and provides water storage and carries the velocity of the river during flood events for the floodway. The existing vegetation appears to provide quality riparian habitat for fish and wildlife. However, even though this habitat within the proposed easement area may meet the criteria for a significant wildlife habitat area, no habitat management plan was prepared for the easement area, and one is not going to be prepared. So the staff found that this proposed easement area is not classified to use this classification. The fifth classification was the aquifer protection area. Staff found that the subject properties do not meet the designation of an aquifer recharge area as described in the county code. The sixth classification requested was the surface water quality buffer area. Staff found that no livestock exists on the subject properties, nor are any located on the adjacent properties, so no fencing would be required. The buffer width is more than over 400 feet from the ordinary high water mark, which is more than 50% of the additional buffer width of the required shoreline buffer. Then for the medium priority resources, which are worth 3 points each, the scenic vistas and resources. East Leavenworth Road is not designated as a scenic byway by any government agency, and the area is only 4.2 acres in size and doesn't meet the 10-acre threshold. Then there's the public access component of the open space. So the applicant is proposing to allow bank fishing from within the easement area, which would only be limited to the appropriate fishing windows allocated by the DFW. The public would be able to access the easement area for fishing along these banks via foot directly from East Leavenworth Road, but no parking is being made available for the access to the property. One suggestion of a condition of approval is that the applicant furnish and maintain a standardized sign on the subject property just beyond the right-of-way of East Leavenworth Road, stating that fishing access is allowed on the riverbanks up to 516 feet past the sign. If that was approved as a condition of approval, the applicant would need to submit the sign design to community development for review prior to installation. So staff has concluded that the following are consistent with county code: the fishing rear habitat, 5 points, the shoreline environment, 5 points, the rural open space outside urban growth area, 5 points, significant wildlife habitat area, 0 points, aquifer protection area, 0 points, surface water quality buffer area, 5 points, scenic vistas or resources, 0 points, and then the public access for 4 points. Staff finds that the proposal is consistent with the county comprehensive plan as stated in the RR10 purposes and uses, which do say appropriate uses for these areas include open space. So in summary, the applicant has requested 41 points. Staff finds the application and properties are consistent with the criteria for 24 points for a reduction of 80% in the fair market value for 4.2 acres. Does anyone have any questions regarding this application?
So if that's the conclusion of the report, go ahead.
Was there any community feedback?
So as part of our, as a part of a benefit, public benefit rating system, is not noticed to the public. It's done through the planning commission. So that's where the public feedback would be dealt with. So.
And we raised that question last time. I think we said something to the effect, because of the fact that they're allowing public access to it, that perhaps we would notify the surrounding neighbors to say that it might impact them. Is that, remember we kind of mentioned
that?
Yeah,
we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
That was never done. It's not a requirement in our code for the public benefit rating systems.
So. Yeah, I reached out to some of them, and if they hadn't come back to you, or if they had not written, you know, written application, I would assume that it's fine with them.
And we haven't received any.
And that's really what I did want to know. Bill, Bruce, and Bruce live there, and there's a few others. Okay.
I have not received any feedback from the public, even after your outreach. And we received no public comments as part of the noticing for hearing.
That's a quick question. I thought it was really nice you're going to ask them to put this sign up, just so people know the easements there. When I looked at the narrative statement on page 17, originally the applicant had suggested the only human traffic allowed would be the to maintain native plants. And then he goes on to talk about allowing seasonal access for fishing. Is the easement season constrained or constrained? Is it an evergreen easement for public access?
I'm assuming the applicant was notified that the meeting was being held tonight. So, and he was given the Zoom link or the option to appear in public. So what he envisioned, I do not know 100%, but I think having the sign on site would you know, essentially say it's only to be utilized for fishing purposes. And so therefore it would be only during fishing seasons that, you know, I don't know what the fish windows are for the ice of the creek. So
your view is the sign design and the topology.
Right. The sign design and the wording of that to ensure that it's adequately stated and posted on site so it's visible for public, you know, since it is open space.
And it has to be in Bavarian motif, right?
It is outside Leavenworth UGA, so it would not have to be, but.
I'm president of the Wenatchee Heights Reclamation District, and our Upper Wheeler Reservoir is open to fly fishermen only. And there's no trespassing around the lake. Only fly fishermen are allowed in there, so it is restricted that way.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you guys have a sign?
We do. There's a kiosk there where the road comes up. And so before you enter the property, the kiosk is right in front of you to explain the rules. So only district personnel and people who are fly fishing are allowed on that property.
Is that seasonal access or is it
your? That's seasonal, because if the fly fishing is not open, then you're not allowed in there.
But is it CNR or is it?
It's the agreement between us and the WDFW.
Okay. But I mean, is it the catch and release?
Oh, yeah, that's a catch and release lake. Okay.
And so where is the kiosk located at?
It's right at the top of the road. It's right on the border of the property when you get to the lake.
Or which lake are you talking about?
Upper Wooded Reservoir.
But does it be interesting? Like, I'd be interested in having a copy of the language for that just to, you know, as something that you could use for this as well.
Okay, Vicki had a question.
Yeah. I just go blank. From what I read, it said public fishing, mm-hmm. right? It's a sign. Nothing else is on it. And so what you were saying is a great idea, but we need to do something where we can keep the rafters from using that as a party point. You know, I mean, not that it's any of our business, but mm-hmm. The sign should spell out some things a little bit clearer, and then it would make it a fishing issue rather than a open space, anybody can do anything issue.
Right.
I think further down the road there on East Leavenworth Road, there's a trout unlimited access point for fishing, and they do have a sign up that says no launching rafts, no launching tubes, because I could see this becoming a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the map. Isn't that just like literally like yards away, maybe 200 yards away from the public?
At the hatchery?
At the hatchery.
Yeah, but it is that's upstream.
Upstream.
This will be easier to get to than going to the hatchery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
But it does have a bank.
It does have a bank. They're creative.
So isn't it true though that since it's a navigable river, you're allowed access at least just to step on any part of the river banks?
But not if the access is limited to fishing.
Oh, okay.
Because I know that downstream from that place, the Trout Unlimited has their access point for fishing.
Okay.
And they do have a sign up that says no.
Okay.
I'm sure the rafting companies have like their specified locations as to where they can enter.
So there's the commercial ones, which mm-hmm. typically do follow the rules, but it's the other folks that just come up for the weekends
right.
that probably need to be made aware that they can't be launching that site.
Needs to be obvious.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that could be definitely, you know, something that we would incorporate into the signage.
I guess I missed David's question. I think was more general. About basically, can you restrict the term public access in order to get points? Say you can only use it if you're using thank you.
I am trying. I was tracking with you, but I don't have access to it.
Okay. Yeah, the term public access for the points.
Well, if there's limited access, that's why they wouldn't be getting the 8 points that are possible.
Okay, fair enough.
If there was unlimited access, then they would be eligible for up to 8 points.
And you have precedent for that. In other words, you've done that with other properties.
Yeah, if it's open to everyone for nose for it, you know, you an unspecific reason, you get 8 points. But if it is limited, then you're, granted.
Yeah, four. I think as long as you've had precedent, right? You've done other properties like that.
And there's no disconnect between the expectations of the owner and
standard approaches. Public access says unlimited access equals 8, limited access due to resource sensitivity equals 6, limited access seasonal and or upon special arrangements equals 4.
Oh, good.
So it defines it, segregates it out.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. How do they work their way out of this? So they hold on to it for 5 years, new owners come in, can they work backwards and get out of this agreement? I don't know.
They can, but they would then, the new owners, if they can't come in and decide to cancel the open space agreement, they would be liable for the back taxes. So they would have to pay the, I think it's up to 10 years. So
7 years.
Okay.
I hope it's 7.
Cherie?
I was wondering about the application requested several bonus category credits. The application asked for a resource enhancement restoration bonus category of 5 points, and also requested the super bonus because they have one high priority resource, public access, and a conservation easement. Page 12 of the packet.
So,
yeah.
So for that,
didn't you indicate that they?
I don't think they ever.
Never submitted a plan, if I remember right.
Yeah, they did not submit a plan, but I don't think they ever requested the super bonus. They just requested.
It's not in the narrative. It's only in the check sheet.
Oh, in the checklist?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. So, So they do have like one prior high priority resource, and they do have like limited public access. It's not full public access, and they are proposing the conservation easement. So they would have to record the conservation easement, but because they're not receiving the full 8 points for unlimited access, I don't think they're qualified for the super bonus category.
Okay. And what would you say towards they also on the checklist, they requested a resource enhancement restoration credit of 5 points. And again, it's not in the narrative.
Right. Well, case in point, they would need the habitat mitigation plan that they did not provide. They decided not to pursue as part of their application. So since they don't have that, they wouldn't meet that criteria either.
Thank you.
Sorry, we're belaboring. I know this is going to just pass, but it seems like the entire request is within one particular lot, 63927. Mm-hmm. Going to do the tax? Are they going to basically create another lot that has this kind of like interesting polygon, or Are they just going to take the existing lot and say, well, since it only takes what, 60% of that, they'll take the taxes of 60% of that and give you an 80% reduction in that? How are they going to do that?
So they do have a proposed boundary line adjustment, or they would adjust the property boundaries. They wanted to make sure that, you know, this proposal was going to be approved.
So are they joining those negative space on the on that lot? Are they joining that with parcel A? And then this is now going to be the new one? Or see, if you look at the county GIS, it has, it looks like this. Their request is in here. Where their house is in 29905. So are they going to be joining all that space that's not going to be that reduction?
So they do have, and this should be in the application materials, they do have a proposed boundary line adjustment where they have.
So that is that yellow section?
That yellow section is going to be the easement, the conservation area.
So that'll be a lot by itself.
It's not going to be a lot by itself, but. So right now they have two lots, the house and the structure are on one. And so they would adjust their property boundaries. So now it's created two lots that are the same size, in which they have now a new conservation easement area that's so this, you know, open to
16927 is now going to be two lots.
Yeah, this would be a lot here.
Yeah, they're not creating.
That's what the blocks mean, or
they're not creating any new lots. They're just.
And then this is your old line. Oh. So they're moving this line and is now going to come across this way. Where it was going that way.
Yeah, it's going like this right now.
Yeah, and now it's going to come from that point over here, down over here.
But this is what they're requesting, this little yellow spot, which is kind of a weird polygon.
Right, and that's going to be like, that's going to be an easement area that they're going to record as a conservation easement.
I guess that's up to you to figure out.
I actually can explain that. So when first of all, what I would also suggest that you can place conditions of approval on this. And they do need to have that boundary line adjustment in place before this can be even implemented. So that if you can add that as a condition of approval, the recording approval and recording of the boundary line adjustment. But once that comes into the assessor's office, then it's the entire parcel that gets that exemption. So
right.
There's no way to segregate off a portion of it because it's valued as one. And as far as continuing it, if they decide to sell the property, as long as the new owners are willing to sign a continuance and continue to meet the conditions of this PBRS application, they can continue it. When they take it out, that's when they have to remove it from the program or become non-compliant. Then they have to pay the back taxes and it will be removed.
Okay. I don't mean to belabor, I'm using it because I'm trying to learn about this.
Oh well.
So right now you have 29905 and 63927. Will the new lot boundaries be three lots or two lots?
Two lots.
Two lots. And so 63927 will have kind of like a weird polygon shape, and then 629905 will continue on out and come back in again. Mm. Okay. Mm. That's clear enough for me. And then, so they have to submit the lot adjustment first to you. Does that have to come to us?
No.
It would come through community development.
Okay.
Yeah. So what would happen is if you approve this today and add a condition that they need to have the boundary line adjustment approved and recorded, then it can be processed and the taxes can be applied for reduction next year.
Okay. So 29905 will probably go up in taxes, but then 63927 will go down in taxes.
Well, one of them is going way down in taxes.
That's right. 80%.
Yes.
So are there any other questions for staff? Okay, then. I don't see any public that has come into the room, and I don't see any public online. So I'm presuming that there is no public comment. I will go ahead then and close the hearing, and we'll entertain a motion to approve this contingent upon an approved and recorded boundary line adjustment as discussed. Vicki?
Yes, are we going to also add in the specifications for the sign?
I think they indicated that was going to be the approval of the community development had to approve their sign, and I think they understand what our concerns are.
And I can, yeah, we will definitely, make sure that we exclude rafters from, putting in and taking out at this point as part of the open space.
So is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
So Vicki moved, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Would you read it back to us so that we're sure what we have?
Oh.
I can go. We approve the requested public benefit application contingent upon an approved and recorded boundary line adjustment to address the issues that we've discussed. That sound like what you intended, Vicki?
That's exactly what I would have said.
Okay, hearing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And would the minutes also reflect that Vicki is with us now? I think when we took a roll call, Vicki wasn't here.
I know.
Hey, Doug, I'm sorry you haven't eaten yet, but you can go eat now.
Well, the ice cream is melting fast. You guys better talk quickly. Yeah,
but you do look good. You've lost tons of weight.
You can't tell. Come on.
Yeah.
You can on the camera.
So do we have any new business? Jesse?
Hey, Doug, I just want to I did not vote on that. Just
okay.
Because I think I'm...
Yeah, would you make a note that Jesse recused himself? I saw him shake his head a few times, but I think we got back online. So if at minutes, please reflect that Jesse recused himself.
Okay.
So is there any new business that we need to discuss?
I have a copy of the 2022 docket that I've handed out, and I will email. I'm sorry, Jesse and Doug, I will email them to you, but I'm going to go through them really quick and give you an update.
Can you email it to all of us?
Yep, we sure will. So do we have 5 minutes to run through the update?
You bet.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
Okay. So the 2022 docket, there are 11 items on the docket right now. And I'm going to run down through the list, and for you two on Zoom, I'll read them off. So number one was the comp plan amendments, and those are all of the comp plan amendments / zone changes that we've taken in for 2022. There are a total of 10 of them. And of those 10, I have contracted with Burke Consulting because we are short-staffed and I do not have time to process those. So I've consulted with Burke. I'm sorry. And they are going to take 5 of those. They're going to take 22089, which is RR 2.5 to Rural Waterfront in the Chelan Manson area. They're going to take 105, which is the RR 5 to 2.5 in the Chelan area. They are taking an RR 5 to 2.5 in the Lake Wenatchee Plain area. And a two parcel proposal for two RR 2.5 in the Leavenworth area. And they're taking the county sponsored, which actually shows up as number 10 on your docket. That was logged in as a zoning text amendment. It's actually a comp plan amendment. They are also taking that one to process. So number 2 is the public initiated code amendment. This would be for the 064, the SMP.
So this was one that was submitted by the Audubon Society for the Shoreline Master Program. And I verified with legal counsel, and I should say I verified, I was checking with legal counsel, and then I also checked with Department of Ecology, who is the oversight agency for the Shoreline Master Program. Since we just adopted in 2021, both have advised that we should be looking at text amendments during our periodic update, which is every 8 years. So it was advised that we hold that one until 2029 update. We have notified, in fact, I sent it out in the mail today, the notification to the applicants that we're returning their fees and their application, well, keeping the application materials, but sending them a letter, though, that says it'll be addressed at the time of periodic update. And so we just encourage them to resubmit at that time with the documentation. Number three on your docket is complete. That one's done. It was done earlier in the year. Accessory structures is one that came on as a text amendment, but has been handled through a policy. There was a discrepancy between the zoning code and the building code, and I think we resolved that.
So that's complete?
It is complete, yes. Number five is the business incubator open market. That one is also being handled by Burke Consulting. The Malaga Industrial and UGA number six on your docket. That
so
is
just so people know. When you say it's handled by Burke, it still comes here.
Correct. They're processing it and they will prepare the documents to present to you for deliberation consideration. Yes.
So you have the expected completion date on July 2022?
Yeah, it's going to happen at the end of the year. These are all of the ones that Burke is handling. We've got them under contract and they're going to be working on them, and we will bring them all to you in probably September, October, November, and December. So we're going to have you pretty busy. I'm trying to work through the docket and get everything prepared for you. And then somebody brought up after they saw our docket that no other county has a docket this big. I thought, oh, well, I guess we'll just work through what we can. So number six is the Malaga Industrial and Urban Growth Area, and that's creating the standalone urban growth area. That is a much longer process. Burke Consulting is also taking that, and they are starting that for us. It probably won't be finished until next year, but it will be in process. Yes.
Along that same line, Herb Gardner, who has been the community council chair, he died today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Wow. He found out he had pancreatic cancer and stage four, and within a week and a half, 2 weeks, he was gone.
Oh.
So anyway, he would have been a wonderful person to work with yeah. Burke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so number seven, the city UGA amendments. So last year, we have all four of, or all five of the cities on here, and I believe
last year we did.
Wenatchee.
Wenatchee and Chelan?
A portion of Chelan. There's still some in the Chelan that were not adopted since.
Okay, so Burke is taking that one on too. So I've passed that along to Burke, and we'll be working on that. Number eight, docket item, commercial ag resource lands. I have been coordinating with the three county commissioners. This is a much bigger project, doing an inventory, and then there is a current work group out there working on the capacity for ag lands. And so we need to be very careful when we tackle this. Because there's a lot of layers, including the legacy pesticide group that's currently working. So I'm working with the commissioners on that one. That one may not be actually started before the end of the year. Just we got our plate full, but it'll stay on the docket. So number nine, the comp plan amendments, the capital improvement plan, Burke is handling that one. And number 10, that is the county sponsored zone change comp plan amendment for 2.5 to rural commercial. So Burke's handling that one. And then number 11, currently we don't have anything that's submitted for text amendments. There have been discussions with the county commissioners at looking at, and it started up in the Manson area, looking at the zoning and subdivision codes, and specifically looking at the permissions in the codes that allow for the lots that are less than the minimum lot size and what that is creating countywide, the cumulative impacts of that. And so there is a work group being formed, and Burke Consulting is going to spearhead the work group. They're going to facilitate it so that we have membership from the community, some of our community councils, some county representation. We're going to have the builders and realtors represented, the development community. So we're trying to get a pretty broad-based work group together to kind of tackle this. And there may be a suggestion that comes out of this where no change, but at least we've looked at the cumulative impacts there. So that in a nutshell is the docket for this year. We're hoping to start bringing these items to you in September as Burke has them prepared. I need to look at all the noticing requirements. They're all different for some of these things. So we're gonna try and work through those and get them to you as quickly as possible. Are you all okay in October and November having more than one meeting per month? Because there's a lot of comp plan amendments. We're keeping, so county staff is keeping, we're keeping the forest commercial to RR5 comp plan amendment. And the commercial ag to RR2.5, that is a series of four of them up in the Manson area that I actually need to split out. We took them in as one application, but it creates creep. We need to look at those individually. So we're keeping those. So you're gonna have 10 comp plan, 10, maybe 14 actually, if we split that out, sorry, 13 comp plan amendments to look at. And those each take time. So are you okay with doing a second meeting in October and November?
Is there anyone who is not? Vicki, raised your hand.
I will be in Australia and Indonesia for October, November, and into December.
It's winter there.
I don't even know what to say to that. Congratulations.
Are you bragging or complaining?
So I won't be here. Do you need someone to be me? You can't do that. Never mind.
Yeah, there's eight. You still have eight, right?
We'll still have a quorum.
I'd like to volunteer to go with Vicki.
You need a chaperone. So any questions on the docket?
Do we have what's next month?
So could
I not have anything ready to go for next month? And we don't have any PBRS applications pending.
Well, we can have one, but I don't think it's
ready to go.
It's not ready to go. So. Okay.
So Dina, that commercial ag to 2.5 is a pretty big jump. Is that?
It is, and that actually is part of the reason why it came in it's four parcels, three owners, and it is a big jump, and really what it's doing is it's tagging the one on the end, it's trying to tie it into the one that is actually adjacent to RR2.5, so I understand the process, but each one of them are going to have different components in the analysis. So they really need to be addressed separately. And yes, the reason Burke decided they did not want to take the forest commercial or the commercial ag is, I mean, for the obvious reasons. Yeah, they really are not interested in the those critical ag lands or the forest land conversions. So we'll handle those in-house.
Okay.
Is number 10 a blanket 2.5 to rural commercial?
It is.
But that's residential.
Correct. It's in Malaga.
Oh, you're not blankets countywide.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. It's for one parcel.
Oh, it's okay, for one
parcel. Thanks.
Yes. Yes. It's just a particular parcel for whatever reason that the county commissioners agreed to,
okay,
to sponsor.
It's for the expansion that they're doing for commercial out to Malaga. Okay.
So, are there any other questions for Dina? Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, is there any other new business? Okay, I would comment, I don't know how Jesse feels. Are there any comments on the setup, the physical setup that you're enjoying there in Wenatchee? Does it seem to work okay for you?
We have to squish together to be seen.
Yeah. The only thing that I've noticed online, I can hear staff fine. I can hear everybody on the other side of the table fine, but the two at the end, when they talk, it's a lot harder to hear.
Okay, so we can solve that problem. We've got two extra microphones like this that we can bring in next time.
Okay, sounds great.
But when Bob Bugert sold me this job, he said there would be free beer at these meetings. Is that just Bob?
That's just Bob.
No, he said you were going to be buying it, I think.
Yeah. Is that why you voted for it, Doug? I know it's not why you voted for it.
We used to get cookies, but that was 2.5 years ago when we met.
I think that's why we have the ability to do Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there any other discussion that anyone would like to bring up at this meeting?
I have one question. Is there a search underway for a new director?
You actually need to address that to the county commissioners. I'm trying to stay out of it. I'm holding a place in line.
That's my favorite.
You are doing a lot of work, though.
I'm trying to just keep everything moving forward. And
but look at her, she looks so good and she's got two positions and all this craziness.
Okay, so
great.
I'll give you a 30-second. I may look okay, but I had to go buy a dress because I had a cake incident today where I freaked out and I had a giant piece of cake on my lap, so it was all over my shirt. So yeah, that's a typical day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the work.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, well, if there isn't any other important discussion, then this meeting is adjourned and we'll meet again in August on the 24th. So the meeting's adjourned.
I thought we weren't meeting in August.
Yeah,
so right
over here, on the agenda, so probably just open it.
20,000 right
now. Okay.